This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Scientists at the University of Texas at Austin played a leading role in the development of COVID-19 vaccines. Now, some of those researchers have made a discovery that might hold the key to treating not only COVID, but all coronaviruses. KUT's Olivia Aldrich has the story.
When I met Jennifer Maynard to discuss her work, she was wearing a mask, not just as a precaution, but because she had a cold.
I don't want to have anyone else get whatever I have.
Maynard is a professor in UT's Department of Chemical Engineering. Her work has contributed to some major breakthroughs towards vaccines and treatments for infectious diseases, including COVID. But even the experts aren't immune to the common cold. Not yet, anyway. Up to possibly a quarter of colds are actually caused by coronaviruses, as is COVID-19 and all its variants, plus a whole host of other nasty things. Maynard and her colleagues have been looking for methods that could target all of these at once. Their work actually began back in 2019, before COVID was even a thing anyone had heard of, and then kicked into high gear during the pandemic.
The coronavirus pandemic came around in January of 2020. We became much more interested in this project and prioritized it. And really the whole lab sort of pivoted and started working on this work and some other collaborations.
Maynard's fellow researcher Annalie Nguyen says there are two primary questions she and her colleagues have tried to answer.
One question is, how can we design vaccines that will give us the most broad protection that we could possibly have? And then another question is, if we want to develop therapeutics, how can we develop therapeutics that will also give us that nice broad protection?
So let's back up for a minute. How did Maynard and Nguyen get to this point? First, it's useful to have a refresher on how our current vaccines work. Vaccines like those produced by Moderna and Pfizer deliver a bit of genetic material called mRNA to the body. The mRNA teaches your cells to recognize small spike proteins found on the surface of coronaviruses. These spikes allow the virus to fuse with your cell. That's the beginning of an infection. But if you've had the vaccine, your cells know how to fight back and prevent that infection from happening. Experts say these vaccines continue to be good at preventing severe illness from COVID, but that doesn't mean there isn't room for improvement, because SARS-CoV-2 is a tricky virus. Here's Maynard again on the spike protein.
It changes very quickly, which we've seen as the coronavirus sort of evades our own immunity from either vaccination or from getting sick.
Those mutations to the virus cause our immune protection to wane over time as new variants like Omicron spread. This is where the latest research from UT comes in. Maynard's lab is focused on a different piece of the spike protein, a component that's more stable and less prone to mutation. As Maynard describes it, the spike protein has two main parts. Together, they look a little bit like a lollipop.
You've got a head region that's round. It binds to receptors on the cells. And then we've got a stem or stalk region. That stem or stalk region is much more conserved because it actually does all of the machinery that's required to help the virus invade the cell.
So by focusing on this stable stem region, the stick of the viral lollipop, Maynard and her colleagues believe there's a possibility for vaccines that coronaviruses will have a hard time evolving around. Now, researchers have already identified a type of antibody that can take on the stem, so that's promising. But so far, that hasn't been able to completely neutralize SARS-CoV-2. More research is needed before there's a vaccine or a booster that uses this method. But even if it turns out that a vaccine using this method can't entirely take down one particular virus, Nguyen says it might offer a degree of protection against a whole array of illnesses, making the effects of current and potential coronaviruses less potent.
Then you at least have the benefit of potentially not having this been your first ever exposure to something similar to something that emerges. And that's the big problem with SARS-CoV-2, is so many of us had never seen anything that our body can recognize about it.
In addition to vaccines, research on the stem region of the spike protein could also lead to antibody therapies for coronaviruses. That's a big deal because the antibody treatments that were once popular to treat COVID aren't effective anymore. COVID mutated to evade them. So could developing an antibody treatment be the next natural step for this research? Will it be a booster, a new vaccine, a cure for the common cold? not so fast.
Science is so interesting because we have these hypotheses. We don't know the answer, and we're going to go test and see, you know, what are the different benefits and trade-offs of these different approaches, and we'll hopefully use that information then to design something that will work really well for everybody.
Anything's possible. Maybe it's even likely. We just don't know yet. So for now, you can catch Maynard and Nguyen in the lab. I'm Olivia Aldridge in Austin.